I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 21st, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. We're going to be taking your phone calls all next hour. The website, alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Special thanks to our lead researchers, Terry Scouring the Globe, for news and information. The show is archived on the left-hand side of the website. You can watch and listen to today's broadcast up until next week. We got a story here I wanted to start with. Now, we've reported on this several times. I've got a video I'm going to play as well, hopefully, about inventing terrorists. And why would the federal government do this, which absolutely they do? And I think it'll be more clear to you as we get through the story. Now, nearly 95% of terrorist arrests have been the result of FBI foiling its own entrapment plots as part of the so-called post-9/11 war on terror, a new study reveals. According to the report entitled Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution, the majority of arrests involved the unjust prosecution of targeted Americans. The 175-page study by advocacy group Salam analyzed 399 individuals and cases included on the list of the U.S. Department of Justice from 2001 to 2010. According to this study's classification, the number of preemptive prosecution cases is 289 out of 399, or 72.4%. The number of elements of preemptive prosecution is 87 out of 399, or 21.8%. Combining preemptive prosecution cases and elements of preemptive prosecution cases, the total number of such cases on the DOJ is 94.2%, the report concluded. The authors define preemptive prosecution as a law enforcement strategy adopted after 9/11 to target the prosecute individuals or organizations whose beliefs, ideology, or religious affiliations raise security concerns for the government. Wow, there's a lot of them out there that raise concerns for this government, isn't there? Nearly 25% of cases contain material support charges. Another almost 30% of the cases consisted of conspiracy charges. More than 17% of the analyzed cases involved sting operations. Over 16% of the cases included false statements or perjury charges, and about 6% of the cases involved immigration-related charges. One of the FBI strategies involved using agent provocateurs to actively entrap targets in criminal plots manufactured and controlled by the FBI. The government uses agent provocateurs to target individuals who express dissent and then provide those provocateurs, 25 of them, with fake harmless missiles or bombs or guns or money or encouragement, friendship, and the technical and strategic planning necessary to see if the targeted individual can be manipulated into planning violent or criminal action, the report concluded. The government could also choose to use minor technical crimes such as errors on immigration forms, an alleged false statement to a government official, gun possession, tax or financial issues, to go after someone for their ideology. What they're trying to do is convince the American public that there is a large army of potential terrorists that they should all be very, very scared about. They are very much engaged in worldwide surveillance, and this surveillance is very valuable to them. They can learn a lot about all sorts of things, and in a sense, control issues to their advantage. Stephen Downs, an attorney for Project Salaam, which issued the report, told RT, and the entire legal justification for that depends on there being this huge war on terror. Without a war on terror, they have no right to continue to do this, so they have to keep the war on terror going. They have to keep finding people and arresting them and locking them up and scaring everybody. And that's exactly what we've seen unfold since 9/11. They have told us to be scared to death. Terrorists are everywhere. And this continues their right to take your rights with this manufactured and perfect, invisible, never-ending enemy. And that's why we see the legislation that comes through Washington, D.C. And, you know, we reported on it time and time again. They'll have it'll be all over the front page. It'll be all over CNN or wherever. They'll bust some supposed terror plot, make a big deal out of it. Then 6 months later, in the back page of the Charlotte Observer or something, you'll see that the majority of it's all been thrown out. It's been reduced down. It wasn't that big a deal to start with. And this is how they keep the American people in fear of the supposed terrorists. They want you to give up your liberty for security. And unfortunately, it's worked perfectly on the American people. Very few have had the ability, especially at the beginning of all this, to see what was actually going on. It is the perfect never-ending war. It's the invisible enemy that can continue forever. And they've used it not only to justify their war with Iraq and Afghanistan, but to be involved in Yemen and other countries as well. And maybe after the break we'll be able to play the clip that goes along with this. In conclusion, authors of the report offered the U.S. government several recommendations that the DOJ should employ to change the present unfair terrorism laws. A total 7 recommendations call on the U.S. government to accurately identify people who offer material support for terrorism, strengthening the entrapment defense in the courts, abolish terror-enhanced sentencing that triples or quadruples jail time in cases linked to a terrorist act, and disallow secret court proceedings. How about that in America? We're trying to get our government to disallow secret court proceedings and immediately notifying defendants if any evidence in their case is derived from secret surveillance. So here with this government, we have to fight the secret surveillance and secret court proceedings. Man, it has changed so many different ways in this country. And like I say every week, when you put it all together, when you try to view the pieces of the puzzle separately, it's bad enough. But when you put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and you're looking at what we actually have allowed to happen to our country with the economy and the debt and the wars and the Constitution, the veterans, the border, when you put it all together, it is such a sad state of affairs to think about what we're handing off to our children. If you've got children growing up in this country, what do you tell them to attempt to do, to go into, to be? As the American dream disappears, you know, I think it was George Carlin said, the American dream, you have to be asleep to believe it. That's about where we're at today with the by design economic collapse in full swing with no end in sight. And no one in Washington, D.C. that has any representation as far as I'm concerned for me. As we see this just continue to spiral out of control. That's why I say it every week, and I will continue to say it for all of you out there that can. Get self-sufficient, support your local farmers, learn to grow a garden. I wasn't a gardener just a couple of years ago. Met a great friend, Melvin, taught me a lot. And then met a great woman that I married that's got the green thumb and really enjoy it, you know. So that's something that hopefully you can get something from. When we come back, we're going to get into what's going on the border. Some great articles coming out this past week. We're going to start with Maricopa County, Arizona. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I wanted to play this clip, if I can, from Russia Today covering the invented terrorism.
About preemptive prosecutions. Muslims in the U.S. are outraged by what appears to be America's latest tactic in its war on terror, entrapping people it suspects might plan terrorist acts in the future. Marina Portnoy explains how almost 95% of convictions for this crime are the result of FBI provocations.
In a post 9/11 America, hundreds of Muslims have been arrested, prosecuted, and imprisoned for attempting to carry out terrorist attacks. However, this study just released finds that the U.S. government has played a major role in orchestrating most of those so-called terror plots in order to exaggerate the domestic threat of Muslim extremism. When examining the Department of Justice's list of 399 terrorism cases, the study found that 94% of those cases involved preemptive prosecution. That's a practice of targeting those who officials deem predisposed to committing crimes before an actual crime is committed. In some instances, the study finds that defendants were targeted purely for their religious affiliations and ideological beliefs. In other instances, the FBI used an agent provocateur to recruit vulnerable individuals, luring them with cash and coercing them into carrying out a terrorist attack that was set up by the FBI. Now, a federal informant would provide the fake explosives and instruct the defendant on what to do. This is otherwise known as entrapment. Now, the 175-page report was released by Project Salaam, a group providing support and legal advocacy for Muslims. One of the co-authors told me his findings make it difficult to believe in the integrity of the U.S. justice system and federal agencies.
What they were trying to do was to convince the American public that there is this large army of potential terrorists that they should all be very, very scared about. They are very much engaged in worldwide surveillance, and this surveillance is very valuable to them. They can learn an awful lot about all sorts of things and, in a sense, control issues and to their advantage. And the entire legal justification for that depends on there being a war on terror. Without a war on terror, they have no right to do this. So they have to keep this war on terror going. They have to keep finding people and arresting them and locking them up and scaring everybody. Because without that, they cannot justify the kind of surveillance they're doing.
U.S. surveillance, as the public has learned, is not just limited to Muslim citizens. Critics say unless there is public outcry over government-manufactured crime, that too may eventually become common practice to target anyone. Marina Portnaya.
Well, there you go. And I thought that was a good follow-up to the story. Yeah, this is all being done so you'll give up your liberty for security. It's working perfectly, and most of the American people seem to be oblivious to what's actually happening. Let's turn our attention now to what's going on the southern border. This is coming in from CBS News. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio says the Border Patrol is too busy babysitting to actually do their job. The Border Patrol is too busy changing diapers and not going after dope peddlers and illegal immigrants, Arpaio told Fox News Monday night. More than 47,000, mostly Central American, unaccompanied children have been caught illegally crossing the Mexican border into Texas since October. That's left border agents in Texas overwhelmed and unable to process so many children. Within the last week, more than 1,000 of them have been transferred to a warehouse in Arizona where they're being processed before being sent to shelters in various states in an attempt to reunite them with family members. Wow, isn't that great that the federal government of the United States, and I've seen the advertisements, I said it last week, that this has to be by design. These people didn't just suddenly pick this time to come send children. So here the role of the federal government is to attempt to reunite them with their family. Arpaio believes that President Barack Obama knew this influx of illegal immigrants was going to happen in an effort to push forward immigration reform. That's absolutely true. I think the president knew this was going to happen, so it's going to help him on his executive orders if Congress doesn't take this mission up. Arpaio told Fox News, it might backfire because of the inhumane situations. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Johnson and Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Gil Kurlowski said that the children are being treated humanely and that there is no free pass for young children or anyone else caught trying to cross the border. I have been watching them, Border Patrol agents, do absolutely heroic efforts, Kurlowski said, not only rescuing children but taking care of them, way beyond some of the skill sets. They are doing everything from making formula to bringing in their own children's clothing to take care of these kids in a multitude of ways. In a letter to Johnson, Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn demanded the agency immediately stop transferring adult migrants and families from Texas to Arizona. He also asked for the Department of Homeland Security to provide the total number of immigrants sent to Arizona and what steps border agents took to ensure that they were healthy and lacking any criminal records. Holm told Fox News that he has not heard back yet after sending the Border Patrol a cease and desist order. Arpaio said there's something wrong if the U.S. government can't stop the influx of immigrants crossing the border. This is a great country. You're trying to tell me we can't keep people from coming into our country if we really had a desire to do so? I don't buy it. There's something wrong, Arpaio told Fox News. Well, absolutely. They're not trying to keep our southern border secure. Surely with the gigantic military we've got, we absolutely could secure our border. This is by design. This is what they want. The powers that be are drunk on multiculturalism. They are drunk on promoting homosexuality, alternative lifestyles, and destroying morality in this country. And it is just as plain as the nose on your face when you see the ridiculous legislation that these traitors in Washington pass and attempt to pass. Now, this is coming in from KRGV, local news agency. Border Patrol agents say gang members are crossing our borders illegally, turning themselves in and getting the green light to come on into the country. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. This is, look it up for yourself, KRGV.com, local news agency. They are unaccompanied minors. If they don't have a criminal record inside the U.S., they are processed as any other juvenile. It doesn't matter if they have tattoos or even admit that they're gang members. Not everyone comes because they want a better life. Border Patrol agents say some teens crossing the border are hoping to grow their gang roots. They are confirmed either by tattoos or just by admitting it. But since they have no criminal record in the United States and they have happened to be minors, they're united with their family in the U.S., said Border Patrol Union Representative Chris Cabra. Channel 5 News reporter Erica Proffer asked Cabra, "Doesn't it concern you?" Cabra said, "Yes, it does concern me because we have issues like that already in the United States. The last thing we want to do is start importing more gang members." Channel 5 News asked for the number of gang members crossing the border and getting released. "We've seen a few, and at times we've seen many in the Rio Grande Valley," said Cabra. "It's not up to the Border Patrol agents to ask those type of questions." Wow, really? Isn't that interesting? "It all boils down to the same thing. There is violence in their home country. A lot of them claim they will be killed if they go back. Violence back home is the story told too often. It's hard to separate who is telling the truth. They all say the same thing. You ask them their name and where they're from, they say, 'There's violence in my home country, and they'll kill me if you return me,'" said Cabra. "I do believe there may be violence in some of their home countries, but I also believe a lot of them have been coached to tell us that." Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Barry. I'm back in moments.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We're discussing a little bit about what's going on the border. We're getting an inside look at what agents really see in the masses. They say they are overwhelmed and morale is low, according to Cabrera. We all know that if you arrest and release, then the arrest is meaningless, said Cabrera. Cabrera says some of his men are already looking for other jobs. They do not agree with letting would-be criminals loose, Cabrera said, especially juveniles with known gang ties. So the morale is so low with our Border Patrol agents that a lot of them are just quitting, which is probably what the Obama administration would like anyway. Now, on a second story, the Washington Times ran this past week. If he's a confirmed gang member in his own country, why are we letting him in here? I've heard people come in and say, you're going to let me go, just like you let my mother go, just like you let my sister go. You're going to let me go as well, and the government's going to take care of us, Mr. Cabrera told the Washington Times in an interview. See, these people have been coached. They're educated in what to do to come into our country. This is not by accident. This is completely by design. It's criminal. It's traitorous at the highest levels. There's no backlash. And if the Republican Party is dumb enough, and they are, to believe that somehow passing amnesty of some sort is going to get them some big Latino vote, then the Republican Party is dumber than I thought they were, which I think may even be an impossibility. But it appears that that is the reality. He said that the only way to solve the problem was to implement harsher restrictions on who can be allowed to cross into the U.S. until we start mandatory detentions, mandatory removals. I don't think anything is going to change. As a matter of fact, I think it's going to get worse, he said. Other Border Patrol officials said that officers must treat minors with gang-affiliated tattoos the same as anyone else wishing to cross the border, which I guess is come on in. It's upsetting that a lot of them are 16, 17-year-olds, and a lot of them are not going to face deportation, said the president of the National Border Patrol Council in Tucson. So I guess what we've got in this country is your family comes in illegal. I guess maybe they make it up to Philadelphia or something. Then your minor comes in. He can be a gang member, whatever. The federal government of the United States will go to the trouble of trying to reunite all these illegal aliens and together as one big happy family, while at the same time letting our veterans die on waiting list while officials at VA hospitals cook the books. And you may think there's going to be some big investigation and heads are going to roll, but there won't be. It'll be just like Lois Lerner and the disappearing hard drives. The cover-up will be, it won't even be a cover-up because they're not going to cover up the cover-up. It'll be right out in the open, but there will be, it will be no, what did I say 2 weeks ago? Accountability for any of it. It'll all be swept under the rug. Now, I thought this was just a little bit interesting. Daily Caller ran this week. House Speaker John Boehner slammed President Obama for allowing at least 200,000 low-skilled migrants, both in families and as unaccompanied minors, to flood over the Texas border this year from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Well, John Boehner, the Republicans, when they had control, didn't do jack about illegal immigration under George W. Bush. This is all just partisan politics as usual. The sharp tone of the letter is more evidence that Boehner will continue to block Obama's top legislative priority for 2014 passage of the Senate's so-called comprehensive immigration reform bill. But let me go out on a limb and make some predictions here. She'll pass sooner or later. It may be a while. They may have to continue more of this theater along the southern border to achieve their end goals, but it will happen. Moving on, I wanted to get this story in. Next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. While unmanned drones have become a popular weapon of choice during the United States war in Iraq and Afghanistan, a new report reveals that hundreds of them have been involved in major accidents around the world. You haven't heard any of this, have you? Following an investigation into more than 50,000 pages of federal and military records, the Washington Post found that more than 400 large American drones have crashed since 2001, with almost half the accidents each causing millions of dollars in damages. The news also highlights the potential risk of opening up American airspace to commercial, police, and military drone use, as the Federal Aviation Administration plans to do next year. The government has argued its testing sites will allow for the safe use of domestic drones, particularly since war zone conditions won't be replicated on American soil. Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. But in recent data shows there are still significant hurdles to overcome. According to the Washington Post, no one has died as a result of a drone accident, but many times the disaster was avoided simply by chance or a difference of a few feet. The unmanned aerial vehicles have crashed into homes, into farms, into roads, and even in one case, an Air Force plane in midair. Through various Freedoms of Information Act requests, it was revealed that the military classifies its drone accidents in two different categories, Class A and Class B. A is made up of 194 drone accidents, each of which either destroyed the aerial vehicle involved or resulted in at least $2 million in damage. So 194 of them resulted in more than $2 million in damage. More than half of these accidents took place in Afghanistan and Iraq, but nearly 25% of them were in the United States of America. This is the future, people, where drones are crashing into your house while the government's trying to conduct all of their aerial surveillance, which they're doing now effortlessly with satellites. Class B accidents, meanwhile, caused anywhere between $500,000 and $2 million in damage, and there's been 224 of those. These records do not, however, include data on the drones operated by the CIA, which we know employs at least 30 of its own Predator and Reaper drones. Other problems arise simply from mistakes made by pilots, such as an incident in 2010, which saw a drone equipped with a Hellfire missile crash nearby Kandahar, Afghanistan. The pilot did not realize she was flying the drone upside down. The same year, another pilot crashed a drone because he pushed the wrong button on his joystick and sent the vehicle spinning into the ground. When coupled with manufacturing defects and unstable wireless communications, these issues can make for some very unreliable flights. In one case, a 375-pound drone flown by crashed into an Air Force transport plane's left wing, forcing it to land and jet fuel to spill out of the aircraft. No one was injured, but less than a minute after it landed, a drone operator called in to report he'd lost track of his aircraft. So, I thought that was interesting. That's some news that you don't ever see, but that's what's actually going on. We'll probably never know the civilian deaths and injuries caused in these foreign nations by our drone warfare, which apparently the Obama administration is definitely going to continue. Now, this past week, the House unexpectedly votes to stop warrantless NSA searches in what's being billed as a momentum boost for anti-surveillance advocates. The U.S. House of Representatives this past Thursday approved an amendment that significantly reins in warrantless searches on Americans' communication records. This is all ceremonial. It'll mean nothing, and I'll tell you why. When the House passes rules that affect the peasantry, they have teeth, and it happens. When they pass rules that are supposed to rein in the federal government, it does nothing. They didn't pass rules to allow them to have all this power and to do all this. They claimed they didn't even know what was going on. But by a vote of 293 to 123, a bipartisan coalition in the House voted to ban the National Security Agency from conducting backdoor searches on United States citizens, a process that allowed the intelligence community to collect data on Americans without a warrant as long as the official target was a foreigner. The program was first revealed by The Guardian through documents leaked by Edward Snowden. I, personally, I've not seen this story anywhere in the news, and this is only with regards to if it's a foreigner. But heck, they're doing it to everyone. They're doing it to U.S. citizens. So this looked to me like nothing but more ceremonial legislation from Congress that will, in the end, will amount to absolutely zero. The NSA has argued that when a U.S. citizen engages in communications with a foreigner it has targeted for surveillance, the spy agency can legitimately store all the data, email, phone, and text conversations in a database and search through it any time for information on U.S. citizens. That will absolutely continue no matter what legislation Congress passes. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, this next story coming in from thehill.com on Thursday, Congress was voting to rein in the NSA. Isn't that interesting? Then on Friday, the federal court overseeing the country's spy agencies renewed an order allowing the National Security Agency to collect phone records of people in the United States. So you see, if you're watching the news and they put anything out there like Congress is actually trying to pass some legislation that's going to protect the American citizens, that's when you grab your belly and have that big laugh, because it never happens. It just never happens. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court's renewal of the contested program, authorized under Section 215 of the Patriot Act, comes as lawmakers continue to debate reform legislation. They're continuing to debate it. What we have witnessed here in this country as far as disappearing freedoms what we are willing to put up with as a society from a rogue, out of control criminal government is shocking. And what is more shocking to me, and I know a lot of people, I read the email, you hate it when I say this, but you're not going to vote your way out of this. One party is not going to come in and fix this. We can't even get anyone elected that would attempt to do anything about this. I'm so sick of people and the emails that I get from politicians and a Tea Party. It's not going to work. Given that legislation has not been enacted and given the importance of maintaining the capabilities of Section 215 telephone metadata program, the government has sought a 90-day reauthorization of all existing programs. The Justice Department and Office of Director of National Intelligence said in a joint statement. Isn't that interesting? It must continue. Some privacy advocates had urged the Obama administration not to ask for reauthorization while Congress debates a measure to effectively end the program. Congress did not pass legislation to start the program. That I can find. You could say, well, this is part of the Patriot Act, and yes, sections of it are. This is all going to go on no matter what. This is where the technology's at. We're all carrying around, I've got one right here, our smartphones. We're actually enabling this. We're paying to do so. And it's going to continue. Your cars all have black boxes. You got smart meters on your house. The technology to track, control, listen to, and watch society is in full swing. And we probably in our minds can't even fathom where this technology is actually at today. The program is not effective, it's unconstitutional, and has been misused. More than two dozen groups wrote in a letter this week. You know, we throw around that term unconstitutional. We have become indoctrinated and conditioned just to accept that these things are unconstitutional, and then they continue. These wars are unconstitutional. The Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. Of course these spying programs are unconstitutional. I think that executive order with regards to homosexuality that I led off with in the 8 o'clock hour, Eastern time, is unconstitutional. Executive orders, period, are unconstitutional. It doesn't matter anymore. We're so far outside the guidelines of anything the country was originally set up with that it's laughable, and the people just accept it, and it's only going to get worse. If the mainstream media waves the fans of flames and maybe they have some false flag event to get us into Iraq again, Iran. You know, when they say Iraq again, it's not like we've ever fully left. But the American people will go along with it. You know, there was a lot of people that wanted the troops to come home. You remember Barack Obama? Remember the promises he made during the campaign?
I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president, it is the first thing I will do. I will get our troops home. We will bring an end to this war. You can take that to the bank.
So that's the kind of lies that you're told when these individuals are campaigning and then they sell you out. But yet, time and time and time again, the American people fall for it. And here's where we find ourselves at today. I went down a list earlier in the broadcast of all the different things, you know, the warrantless searches, the agency stockpiling ammunition. I mean, the handwriting is really on the wall. It's not that hard to predict where this thing is going to go. Administration officials have said that the program is necessary to track terrorists and foreign agents who have rejected calls to end or significantly reform the program without legislation from Congress. You see, everything is justified because of the terrorist. The southern border can be wide open, and that apparently is of no consequence to this flood of terrorists that are supposedly coming to get us. That's of no consequence. Southern border will be open. But we've got to have surveillance on the American people to get these pesky terrorists. The American people has got to be under the microscope. Southern border will be wide open. It matters not that the border is wide open. And the American people, they put up with this. The program's renewal, which was officially issued on Thursday but unclassified on Friday, expires on September 12th. The House last month passed the USA Freedom Act to end phone record programs, but the bill is still working its way through the Senate. Multiple reform advocates worried that it does not go far enough. The bill would end the NSA program and require government agents to get a court order before searching private phone companies, storehouses of phone records, a move endorsed by President Obama earlier this year. The surveillance will continue. I care not what legislation they pass. How would you know? How would you know that it ever ended? You didn't know it was going on for years and years, even though broadcasts like this and many on Republic Broadcasting telling you that we knew it was. What else would they be doing with all that information and technology? Of course that's what they're going to do. That's why, no matter what Washington, D.C. says, you're going to continue it. There was a story this past week. The United States has made a top-secret deal with more than 30 third-party countries so that the National Security Agency can tap into their fiber-optic cables carrying Internet data in those parts of the world, new leaks revealed. Now, I may not have time to get into that story before we take phone calls. We're going to take phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to go ahead and get in line, 1-800-313-9443. But this is what's actually going on. The United States making top-secret deals with more than 30 countries so that they can spy on the whole world. All this information is being tracked, it's being stored, and it's going to continue, especially as technology advances. You know, it's really practically overwhelming when you look at how much information we have, how much we know and have learned about what's actually going on, and we have to be way behind the curve where they're actually at with technology and their abilities. It's really up to your imagination how far. I mean, look how advanced Tesla was in the year 1900. Remote control, wireless, voice activated boats. And we could go on and on. It's the same way today. Those that are in the ultimate realms of power have technology that probably would boggle our imagination. Look how far the smartphone, your telephone, has come just since, you pick the date, 2008. So, of course, we know all this is going on. Next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Some of the stories I didn't get into. The United States of debt, total debt in America hits a new record of nearly $60 trillion. That was the Economic Collapse blog. Inflation, only if you look at food, water, gas, and electricity, and everything else. Some interesting stories. Coming up on the top of the hour break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with us.